Well, obviously, for most of us, we're getting used to the idea of lockdown. We've been doing it now for the best part of 3 months. And I thought it would be interesting to just see how, for some people, life has or hasn't changed. I have on the line a couple of cystic fibrosis patients. I've got Sammy and I have Luke. Very good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi. Now, obviously, you've both got a problem that affects the lungs in any case. So I'm guessing COVID-19, when it came out, was a bit of a red flag to both of you, was it, Luke?
It was. I mean, you know, as you say, it's affected all sorts of people across the board. But those like Sammy and myself, who are vulnerable, have a lung condition, you know, a respiratory illness such as COVID could really do us serious damage, or really could, you know, finish us off. So we have been, whilst we're always careful, you know, in certain times of the year, flu season and such like, to be careful of things going around and people with coughs and colds who we try to avoid. This has just added, you know, an extra element to that. And at this time of the year, when we should all out be getting fresh air and sunshine, it's been a little, you know, it's just something extra to think about. But, you know, it's not something that we're not aware of in terms of, you know, bugs and coughs and colds going around. I know this is a bit more serious than that, but it's something that we're not, you know, it's part and parcel of a life living with a respiratory illness, as Sammy and I do.
Okay. Now, Sammy, you've both been in lockdown since it started, and currently you are still both shielding as well. As lockdown's easing for everybody else, but for you guys, it's still the same instructions, is it?
Yeah, we're still, you know, at home with our loved ones. It's not, you know, been a situation where for us that, you know, life has got any easier. You know, it isn't safe for us currently, you know, to go out and about. You know, we're both lucky that we live in a very rural part of the countryside. So we're both taking daily exercise, but bar that is all we're doing.
So, Sammy, how's it been for you just being locked down for 3 months?
Well, to be fair, it hasn't been as bad as what everyone thinks it has. You know, I think for us, the CF patients, we're used to spending numerous amounts of time in hospital. Early this year, I spent 5 weeks in the Royal Papworth. So you're stuck in a room, you've got no outside communication, you're not allowed to just go wandering around the hospital, and you're sort of being pumped full of antibiotics, IV-wise, 24/7. So actually being at home with your own home comforts, you know, being allowed, you know, pretty much to eat what you want, sleep when you want, and, you know, you've got, you know, your own bed, is a bit of a luxury compared to what we're used to. Obviously, you know, at the moment, I can't go and see my son, I can't hug my son and, you know, other members of my family. Hmm. But when you're in hospital, you can't really do that either.
Sure. So it's been okay. Now, Luke, you had a lung transplant a while back. How has that affected you?
Well, it's transformed my life. I had the transplant in May 2019, so it was just over a year ago. You know, the first year there's been bumps along the way, and, you know, I'm still got a little way to go in terms of my recovery. But, you know, all that said, I'm so, you know, many miles ahead of where I was when I went on the list back at the beginning of 2017. I mean, you know, the world has changed. My life has been transformed. You know, I go out for bike rides of, you know, several miles, or walks of several miles with my wife and children. And, you know, that was something that I just could not do when I was, you know, leading up to my transplant. And so, you know, as I say, everything's different now, and my outlook has changed. And, you know, I've got such a positive, you know, optimistic view of the future now that, you know, really just 13, 14 months ago, when I've been on the list for getting on for 2.5 years, things were looking pretty bleak. And it was hard to, you know, keep hoping that something was going to happen when, while all the time passed by, it felt like it was never going to happen.
Sure. And for you, Sammy, you've been trialling a new drug. How's that gone?
Yeah, I've been really lucky. While I was in hospital in January, my lung function dropped under 40%. So they said to me that they wanted, you know, something got to happen, because otherwise I was going to be in the same position pretty much as Luke was, you know, needing transplants. So going forward, they put in a application for compassionate to trial Trikafta, and I was awarded it, and I started it 4 weeks ago, and it's transformed my life. I can't believe that 3 tablets can do what it has done, and in such a short period of time. My lung function has risen by over 10%. I'm sleeping, I'm not coughing, my chest is clear, and it's been a complete life changer. And sort of with the daunting prospect of everything that's going on at the moment, if I was to catch COVID, I'd have a greater chance of obviously fighting it.
That's amazing. So you've got a drug that's helping you. Luke, you've got one or two new lungs?
Yeah, no, two new, so double lung transplant.
So that's okay, isn't it? You've both got the tools, hopefully, to help you get through this whole thing. Now, it is Cystic Fibrosis Awareness Week this week, and you're both a bit of fundraiser. Sammy, certainly, you've done an amazing amount of fundraising.
Yeah, so I turned 40 last November and decided to do a charity ball for the CF Trust and raised just shy of £20,000 for them. You know, I wanted to give something back. You know, they've kept me alive. I shouldn't have been, you know, here to tell the tale, and here we both are, you know, however many years later, you know, but without their support and obviously fundraising efforts for trials and things like that, we wouldn't be here.
Fundraising is always a bit of a trick, isn't it, at any time, and especially during the lockdown. We know that charities are struggling, but you've both come up with ways of fundraising. Let's start with you, Luke. How are you raising funds or hoping to raise funds?
Well, I've always sort of talked over the years about writing a book, and I didn't even know whether that was ever going to be, you know, fiction or non-fiction. And then when I went on the transplant waiting list, you know, given that I didn't know how long I would be waiting for the transplant, I decided that, well, you know, that would be a useful thing to do, to start writing my book. And I decided to write it basically about me, but primarily to tell my children, who are still fairly young, you know, a bit about me, a bit about my background and my life, so that, you know, if something, you know, awful did happen to me, then that they would have some sort of record of what I've done in my life, where I've been, and you know, what I've experienced. And so that's how it started about, and it's sort of taken on a life of its own now. I only got partway through writing it before the transplant call came. It's now finished. It's in the process of being edited. And hopefully will be published. I'm going down the self-publishing route, so it'll be published in September. It'll be on Amazon and through other booksellers as well. So to cover the, you know, not insubstantial editing and proofreading costs, I've launched a crowdfunder campaign for that, which is live and up and running at the moment. Part of which will cover the cost of getting the book out there. But also there'll be an element of that money raised that will go directly to the CF Trust as well. And not only that, but as and when the book is published, then 20% of the proceeds of the book sales will also go to the CF Trust.
Okay, so that crowdfunder, do you want to give us the details on that so people are listening, they want to chip in?
Yeah, so you can either go directly to the site itself, and the web address for that is www.crowdfunder.co.uk/coughing-it-or-up. That's the name of the book, by the way, Coughing It All Up. or if you just go through Google, you can just type in crowdfunder. It'll come up with the crowdfunder.co.uk website. And once you're in there, you can just put into the search bar coughing and it'll find it.
Fantastic. And Sammy, what about you? What have you been up to?
Sort of, I've been helping Luke support sort of with the fundraising efforts as part of my blog I'm doing. So as part of lockdown, I decided that I needed to spend some time sort of making it more positive. I didn't want to be negative about the whole experience. And also, I'm very dizzy. You know, I have the most, well, I call them Sammyisms. So I started a blog 3 times a week, which was literally about my life, about how my banter with my husband, my dogs and situations. There's some negative stuff in there, there's got to be,
sure.
But yeah, pretty much. And to actually give people a little bit of an insight into my treatments and different aspects of my CF life. So if you want to tune into that, it's on YouTube. And if you just put in Sammy Reed, it comes up, and you can obviously follow as a subscriber or just, you know, tune in as and when if you fancy a laugh. Have a watch.
Amazing. Well, listen, it's been great to talk to two people who've also really enjoyed lockdown, because I have to say I've quite enjoyed it. And a lot of people going, well, it's all right for you. It's great to hear that you've obviously turned it into real positives, and along with everything else that you've been going through, they're both really nice, really great stories. It's great to hear. So what does the future hold for you both?
I'm hoping, as part of my new drug, that eventually hoping that I can go back to work. I haven't worked for sort of 5 years. I had to sort of take early sort of retirement as such, but I'm hoping that if I keep well and with my virtual clinics that I've been having, I won't have so many hospital appointments. So that means that hopefully one day I will be back at work, you know, part time.
Fantastic. And you, Luke?
Yes, probably the rest of this year is going to be taken up with, you know, as I say, getting the book edited and published, and then be hopefully some publicity, you know, surrounding that. Then, you know, before we know it, it will be, you know, dare I say it, Christmas again. And then and then in the new year, then, you know, as I said previously, I think this sort of, it really does feel like the world is open to me and is my oyster. And, you know, and I need to find something to do with however many years of life I've got ahead of me. But, you know, it's a very different life to the one I thought I was going to have just a few, you know, really a few months ago. So I feel very lucky and very blessed that the people at Royal Papworth have looked after me so well as the transplant team at Harefield Hospital, who I should mention, who actually did the transplant for me. So, you know, it's like a blank canvas come beginning of next year, and very much looking forward to the opportunities that lie ahead.
Well, it's been really lovely to talk to you both. Lovely to get some uplifting stories, especially on Cystic Fibrosis Awareness Week. But for now, Luke and Sammy, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thanks ever so much for inviting us on.
Thanks very much.